This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I have a YouTube channel. For me to sit here and say to you that I am a YouTube star would be quite the embellishment, but I do have a YouTube channel. I like shooting video content for it. I like to do gun reviews and talk to people and interview people on it and everything else. I'm demonetized. I wasn't making that much money on it anyway, but you know what? Now I'm not making anything on it. And when I was demonetized, I asked the question, well, why? And I was told, well, because of this. And I was like, well, point them out to me and I'll delete them. And I never heard back. Along the way, as we've gotten used to things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, in the gun industry, there's had to, you know, everybody's been waiting for alternatives to pop up. And there have been alternatives to pop up. Right now with Twitter, I think there's something called Parler out there, which is not nearly so censoring as one might have. And everybody's waiting to see what the next Facebook is going to be. In the gun industry, we have had a couple of things pop up. One of them was this thing called Full 30. And Full 30 has been tumultuous. I'm on Full 30. I have a channel on Full 30. I haven't uploaded to Full 30 for such a long time simply because it was so tumultuous. But things are about to change there. When I used to have his dad on the show, he would remind his dad constantly to mention the store for Student of the Gun. And in the background, he's been doing quite a few things for himself. Joining us now is the new CEO of Full 30. It's the first time he and I have actually spoken, and we're talking about Jared Markle. Good evening, young fella.
Good evening, sir. A long-time listener, first-time caller here.
So I got to tell you, when I saw this announcement, on the one hand, I was sort of surprised, and then on the other hand, I wasn't surprised at all because you have grown up in gun culture media, haven't you?
I have indeed. I kind of fell into the industry. You know, my dad is Paul Markle, and he's been in the industry for 30-plus years now, probably a little longer than that, but you know how it goes.
I do.
So I fell into the industry. The industry kind of watched me grow up into the adult. People tell me I'm an adult now. I don't believe them, but people watch me grow up into the adult that I am. And so I decided to, being a content creator through Student of the Gun for so long, it just kind of made sense when this opportunity popped up. It's like you said before, there's been multiple platforms like this pop up, and they all kind of just go by the wayside because things don't move quick enough or it's not easy enough for producers like yourself to upload content. And so I was like, oh, well, I've been doing this content thing for, you know, a decade now almost. I think I know from a content creator's perspective what we need to do. And so I think that I find myself in a unique position where I can come at it from a content creator, a producer's perspective,
yeah,
and then also lead the platform now. So when I saw that opportunity, I jumped on it as quick as I could because there needs to be something.
And is this going to be the third iteration of Full 30?
I think we're calling it 2.0. I just joined the company this year, so I don't really know the full history. We became producers on Full 30 almost as soon as the platform was released. But as far as I know, talking to the dev team, this will be we have completely overhaul of ownership, management, and the team that's building it. So I think that this is the second iteration, but you might be correct. It could be the third.
Well, it seems like there was an original group that had it, then there was a second group that had it, and now this is happening. And, for all I know, there might have been two or three groups in the middle that I don't know about it. But this is the thing, and I think this is very important to point out. For some people, and people that do media in the gun culture. They've had to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, I don't know who is monetized on YouTube now and who is not. I know some big names are not. And they have evolved, and they found a different way to make a revenue stream. But in order for them to continue to make that revenue stream, they got to have a place to park a video. And, you know, it's sort of, there's been like this sort of Damocles hanging over the head of gun content creators that at any moment you could just be kicked off. And having a full 30 in place is very important simply because it's, if that does happen, you know, and we're going to talk about what the whole gun media thing has done for the gun culture in the last, you know, what, say decade? You think that's fair? Decade?
Yeah, I'd say that at least. You know, the digital era started, for the gun industry, it started around 2010, maybe 2013 or so.
Right.
For every other industry out there, I spend a lot of time in the marketing industry as well. And for every other industry out there, it started before that. So our industry is about, I'd say, 10 years behind the big tech industry.
Right. So now I haven't uploaded to Full 30 probably in a year and a half, maybe two. I still have a login. I still can log in. I have to relearn how to do it because... And tell me if this has been a problem you run into with some gun creators that get out there. They know how to edit and all this other stuff, but then when you have to start transcoding, where you're taking it out of one format and sticking it into another format, then you have to maybe watch a YouTube video to figure out how to do that or something. And I got to be honest with you, Jared. I forgot how to render a video in MP4. Is that going to be something that's going to, are you guys going to shift that a little bit? You're going to change it, put more options out there?
Absolutely. So we actually have in beta right now, the Android app is released in beta. It's closed beta. So anybody that contacts us can get put into the closed beta. It's just not, you can't find it on the store yet. And we also have an iOS application that should be pushed out into what's called test flight within the next, I'd say, 7 days. We ran into some complications there, but we're getting that one out there, working through the complications. And as soon as that's ready, it's the same deal. It's a closed beta, so you have to contact us to get added to it. But anybody's welcome to try it. And along with that, one of the what we'll call patches to the app, the initial release of the app would be, the goal is to make it easier for people to view videos so that producers like yourself can get your videos viewed more times. And one of the first patches that we'll do is the ability to upload video directly from your phone. If that's not included, what we're calling a creator suite, if we can't release that with the initial release, which I don't think it's going to happen, which is fine, then it'll be one of the first patches that happens. So we're going to give the creators and the producers a suite of tools that they can use within the mobile app to upload content easier for themselves.
Got about a minute before we come up on the break. What about those of us who think we're sort of like miniature Cecil B. DeMille's that want to record things in 6K?
Oh, man. So we actually have transcoding servers on the back end that we're going to plug in there that will make the video the format that we want. That's a lot to crush, right? The 6K down to 1080p.
Right.
But what I want to do is pull in people like yourself and say, hey, you know, these are the ideas that I think are really good for the platform based upon my experience as a creator. Let's all come into a group of people. We've got hundreds of creators right now. So if we can get them all together in one place to share ideas, then that's the best way that we're going to be able to produce the best platform for the creators.
Headed into the first break. The website is Full 30. The number is spelled out, full30.com. It is a gun culture video destination, and Jared just started running it. We're going to talk a little bit about why this is what it is. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Talking about a really nice development in the gun culture that has occurred, because for those of us that shoot video, and it used to be, if you wanted to try out a gun or if you wanted to find information on a gun, you had to go rent a gun or ask somebody about it or maybe just buy it. And then maybe that wasn't the one you wanted. And then along comes YouTube. And you can, you know, punch in whatever gun you want to look at, and somebody has reviewed it. not to mention all the political commentary that comes out of that as well. All of that dissemination of information is vital to the discourse. And losing that, which YouTube has sort of been quaking around here and there, well, at least now we got a place to go if that happens. And I'm talking about Full30.com. Once again, we're joined by Jared Markle. When I was talking about shooting in 6K, I don't think some people... I mean, some people get out there, and I know some people just do their whole YouTube channel. They got millions of subscribers, and they're using an iPhone 6. It just makes me sick, man. Just makes me sick.
Hey, man, I think that actually ties a lot into what you were saying about the discourse is really important.
Yeah.
And if you look at the way the great thinkers lived their lives, I'm talking about Plato, Socrates, etc., discourse was a huge part of society. And so if you take the discourse away, and if you look at history, anytime discourse is taken away, it makes those people not normal, right? Or unreliable people, for instance. So the discourse that is provided by, and going back to the iPhone 6 thing, I'm totally with you, man. I get it. We've got really good camera equipment that we produce Student of the Gun and some of the stuff on Full 30 with. And then you see, and my iPhone 11 or whatever it is does really good video as well. And so coming from a producer standpoint, I'm like, man, I spent all this money on this camera equipment. And then, but I look at it, I'm like, well, but that iPhone 6, anybody can get that, and anybody can push out the message that they want to push out.
Yeah.
So it's really important to the discourse, I believe.
Well, I think the main thing here is that during some of these guys, after they've been reviewers for a while, they get out there and they want to start waxing politically. And they sort of segue, right? They sort of segue from doing a gun, you know, here, except for Hickok. Hickok, I think Hickok has like two or three templates on his video. Everybody loves everything he does. He can just sit there and talk and lean on his table and, shoot some and then turn around and talk some more and lean on his table. Other people, though, I mean, Hickok started doing a podcast on his video channel. I think that's going to be the coming thing, especially since Joe Rogan just got paid $100 million to move his podcast from YouTube to Spotify. So,
Man, can I sidetrack for a second on the
absolutely.
Joe Rogan thing? So, do you know why he was able to do that? Because the dude was so smart about the way he built his podcast, and this goes a little bit into business stuff, so stop me if I get too far. But the Joe Rogan was so smart with the way he developed his podcast. He got listeners, so many listeners on all the platforms that he was able to go say, hey, Spotify, if you pay me X amount of dollars, he probably went to a couple different ones or he had offers from a couple different ones. And the reason he was able to pull in such a big number is because his listeners are loyal.
Yeah.
And so if you look at that from a content producer's view, so pretend you're Joe Rogan for a second, and instead of producing reviews, and not you personally, but anybody that's listening, instead of producing reviews that make you money, which everybody likes money, right? Be loyal to your fan base and produce what they want you to produce, because then they'll keep coming to your podcast, and you probably have to be a little bit edgy sometimes, but I don't know of anybody that I've talked to that didn't like the Joe Rogan podcast. And the reason he was able to do that is because he produces content that is quality, and the message that he delivers, obviously he's got a great network. And so what he was able to do is build this huge audience of listeners and then go to the big networks and say, hey, I'll only produce my content on your network, but it's going to cost you X amount of dollars.
Yep. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. The other thing about his podcast that I don't think too many people take into consideration, like I had your father on my show I don't know how many times before I ever met him. And every one of Joe Rogan's guests are right there in his studio with him. So he either has the network to fly them in or he has the influence to make them pay to fly in to be with him. And, you know, I will be the first one to tell you that I don't have either of those just yet. So, he's an interesting story, and at the same time, he's quite the inspiration to look at from the people that might do this kind of thing. But now, gun content, that kind of thing would probably get you kicked right off of YouTube now, wouldn't it? Or do you think YouTube is backing away a little bit right now because they're talking about regulating them?
That's a good discussion to have. It's one of those things where we don't really know what they're thinking, and you never will unless you are the platform.
Right.
But what is important to have is somewhere to go. Like right now at this point in time, Full 30 it functions well enough that you can bring your content over and kind of have a insurance plan. However, in the coming months, I'll tell you that we're actually doing we're updating the technology, and in the coming months, our goal is obviously be the place for the industry to go, because we've got what we see inside of the industry and in the outdoor gun industry is you've got different factions of people where you've got a host number A or host letter A that has their audience and host letter B that has their audience, but they don't really have a crossover in the audiences for whatever reason. And so what we're looking to do is say, hey, we're all in this together. And obviously everybody knows that the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. But I also think if you flip that around and you say 1A protects 2A, because if it gets to the point where you have to use the Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment, you're pretty far down the line.
Yep.
However, you can use the First Amendment every single day to protect every other amendment, including the Second Amendment. And that's just creating you're creating communities of people. And that's where the discourse comes in, is you're able to share this information because you're not being censored by big tech or whoever it is. And so what we want to do,
I'll tell you what, hang on right there for me, Jared. We're coming up on the break. I don't want to interrupt you any more than that. Full30.com is what we're talking about. Go check them out. I have a channel I'm about to reactivate here very, very shortly. Jared is their new CEO. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr defended the actions of federal law enforcement and some of his own decisions as he faced questions and criticism and accusations from Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee.
We have the obligation to protect federal courts, and the U.S. Marshals specifically have been given that obligation. Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? Is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland.
The Miami Marlins are out. MLB is pausing their baseball season until August 3rd as more players tested positive for coronavirus. This will give the team to heal and regroup and adjust their roster. You're listening to USA Radio News. Mystery seeds from China are landing in Americans' mailboxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
The acting head of the park police says officers followed proper procedures before advancing on protesters in Lafayette Square on June 1st.
Protesters were physically combative with members of law enforcement. The violent protesters injured 50 officers. 11 of my officers were transported to area hospitals, and 3 of them were ultimately admitted.
Acting Chief Gregory Monahan testifying on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking to the new CEO of Full30.com, which is a video platform for the gun culture. And his name is Jared Markle and everything. Listen, what's your dad think of this?
He was actually pretty excited about the opportunity to obviously he can influence me and I can influence the platform now. But at the same time, we actually, press release is dropping today, or should have if it didn't already. We're actually bringing him on as a strategic development consultant.
Okay.
And because what I want to do with this platform is tap into all of the smart people that we know, which is quite a few, tap into all the smart people and say, hey, how can we make this the best thing for the producers, the content creators, the companies in the industry? Because we're looking at two different things here. If there is nowhere for content creators to go, obviously we've got the problem of information not being able to be shared, the content creators not being able to produce their message and use their First Amendment right. But we've also got what's going on with the industry and they wouldn't be able to actually advertise anywhere. So that would hurt the companies that are trying to sell their products and get their products out there. So if you lose, it's a twofold thing. You're losing the content creators and the messages being sent and little groups that are being made, but then also the industry needs somewhere to go as well. So we want to make this the destination, the best place for the industry to go. And I think that we've got the people to do it and the tech team to do it. And I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Well, this is the thing, and I'll tell you one of the problems I've seen with the alternative video locations, video websites for the gun culture is that most people won't absolutely leave YouTube. And I don't know if that's been due to some lethargic thing on the part of prior to this with Full 30 and other places that are out there or what, but whatever it was, whatever it is, I don't know how anybody expects anybody like a Full 30 to get out there and become, you know, the preeminent place to go when it's, you know, it's Plan B. That's your challenge, isn't it?
I agree with you. Yeah, that is a huge challenge. And I guess, presume that the way to combat that is, obviously, we need all the support that we can get from content creators. And Full 30 used to be a closed community of content creators. We've opened it up to anybody that wants to create videos. All you have to do is go log in, create your account there, and then there's a button in the top left that says create channel. So we're trying to make this as easy as possible for people to share the information. But I presume that the way to combat the Full 30 being Plan B is to essentially make it easy for people to do business on the platform. So you could come to Full 30 and have more than just one way of making money. And the problem that I see with the way that YouTube's doing it is, obviously, it's working great, and maybe I could be wrong here, but I don't think I am. The way that they're doing it is you have to wait on YouTube to sell advertising to make any money on your stuff, because selling advertising in your own videos actually violates their policy, and that's why some people get shut down. Now, a lot of people fly under the radar with it, and that's totally fine, but it does violate their policy and opens you up for, you know, you've got this revenue stream that you're used to because you're producing videos and selling ads yourself, but then it gets taken away and it hurts even more. So rather than having to wait on Full 30 to sell advertising and then pay you out, while that's still an option, and it's the only option right now, but in the future, once we get this reverb pushed out, rather than waiting on us to have to sell advertising or get to sell advertising and then paying you guys out, the producers, a CPM or a CPC or whatever the numbers are, wouldn't it just be better for the producer to be able to do as much business, sell as many ads, talk to their audience and say, hey, pay me for this content. I've got some free content, but if you want to enjoy the really high quality stuff, then you've got to pay a small monthly fee to unlock that content. Wouldn't that be a better way for the producers to actually be able to make a living sharing their messages?
Yes, it would. But and you make a valid point. I didn't know that about you, because YouTube is very much a the haves and the haves not have nots, isn't it? Because I see a lot of people that do, like, I follow a lot of camera channels, right? And they're all sponsored by Squarespace or Audible or all this other stuff. Now, does that violate their terms of service, them being sponsored that way?
It's people that sell weapons.
Oh. Only people that sell weapons violate it that way, huh?
you can't sell weapons on YouTube.
Oh, well.
Unless they've updated the terms for the better, which would be fantastic, right?
Right.
And the way that we look at this through Full 30 is that we know that we, in the long term, we won't be the only platform, and that's fantastic. That's great, because the competition is, it's not the 1920s anymore, right? So competition, I believe, and the owners believe, that a rising tide raises all boats. So even if there is another platform that comes up and is rivaling our capabilities and the, you know, the video player speed and the speed of uploading and converting, then that's fine. Let's partner with them. I would welcome a partnership between anybody that wants to create a platform.
We'll talk about you and I should have a little chat offline, because there is another one out there that just about went away. I mean, they made an announcement they were going away, and at the very last minute. I guess they found some golden parachute or something, or they didn't have to use the parachute. They remain upright and running today, so.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Those dudes are actually friends of mine. They're local here. I wish them the best, the absolute best. I hope they succeed.
Well, I do too, but I mean, like, I'll tell you, the same thing that I did with you, right? Because this is a very important part of the gun culture today. This is the 21st century gun culture, and you know, this is part of it. I did the same thing with them a while back, and they wouldn't even return my phone call. And I've got a channel on there too. They got sort of excited when I posted a video with Ted Nugent on it. They actually announced that one, but you know,
yeah,
they're not quite supportive. Yeah. They're not quite supportive enough just yet. And look, I'm not looking for a whole lot of support. As a matter of fact, I don't need a monetized channel, because I use videos for my sponsors here on the radio show.
Yeah.
So I'm not even looking to monetize. I'm not monetized at all on Full 30. And that's by design. But there's a big difference. Now, with you not being, you know, we got about a minute here. Let's put the question here. So the big thing about YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, right?
Yep.
So with Full 30, like with YouTube, where I am demonetized there, I'm not in search. If somebody searches for me, nobody's going to find me. I'll put out a video that's in you know, 22K, and I've licensed music from Metallica on it and everything else, and I'm interviewing I don't know. I went back and I did an interview with Jim Cooper that I'm only just now putting out there. But hey, it doesn't go anywhere because YouTube doesn't put me on search. And we're going to talk about the contrast between Full 30 and everybody else when we get back. I'm speaking with a young fellow named Jared Markle. He's the new CEO of Full 30. I was so excited with that. I went to the channel and I've got to start working on learning how to upload on them again. I got a bunch of videos I could throw up there tomorrow. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Speaking to Jared Markle, he is the new CEO at Full30.com. I'm very excited that he is the new... Tell me a little bit about the new principal. I don't know who he is.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, so my buddy Jeff Kirkham is actually the majority owner of the platform now.
Okay.
And so him and I are leading this together. We've been doing business together for quite a while now, and I've actually been here local with him for the past 3 years since I moved to Salt Lake. And so him and I think very much alike when it comes to, hey, we've got to do something to give people voices or this stuff is just going to go away. The more restrictions that come out on the First Amendment, the more restrictions are going to come out on the Second Amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights. And I'm pretty fond of the entire Bill of Rights.
Yes.
I don't want it to go away. And so if we can give people a platform, and him and I talk about this all the time, we can just give people a platform where they can share their message. They've got to be able to make some money on there. And the really motivated people can make a living. Then we can do this thing and grow the industry. Because that's what the goal really is to bring people together and give a voice, give people a place to support the 2A voice.
Well, I'm very excited about that. Although, and I think we need to point out that for those people that have watched a lot of videos on various things that have to do with the gun culture, we lost a guy named Jeff Quinn, Gun Blast. Did you know him, Jared?
Yeah, I know Jeff. I knew Jeff. He's actually, Gun Blast still has a channel on, but on Full 30. But that was definitely one of those things. It's like, oh, man, what a loss.
Doesn't happen very often. I think the last big thing that happened in the video gun culture was, and I don't know where I would put him, but when FPS Russia's partner got killed.
Yeah, that's. I remember that. It was kind of like tied up in the.
Yeah,
his producer, I think it was, and he was tied up in his apartment or condo or something, and shot back the head.
Yep. Hard to call that one a suicide, I think.
Well, it depends on who you are, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're in the Clinton family, it was definitely a suicide.
That's right. That's a classic suicide. Anyway, I didn't know that much about the new guy. When I saw that, though, I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." But then I saw you with your very respectable. You look quite respectable now. I'm very pleased for you, sir. Very pleased.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
In any event, I think it is very important for there to be alternatives for this culture to go to produce the content, because people have gotten. used to it, and if it suddenly goes away, I wonder how much engagement there would be if all of a sudden it just went away. How many people would engage in this kind of thing? How many people would care about this kind of thing if they can't look it up?
And that's kind of what I'm worried about with losing the ability for people to just speak freely on the internet, is what happens when it goes away. I mean, in history, we've seen, without the internet, obviously, we've seen where mass groups of people could no longer talk about a specific thing, and it made it through. It actually grew that topic, and they came out on the other end like, oh, man, we probably shouldn't have restricted that topic, and it might have just kind of stayed where it was, but now it's way bigger. So, and that's kind of, we don't know, right? So what would happen if people weren't allowed to talk about this stuff anymore, or they weren't allowed to produce videos about this stuff anymore on the major tech platforms? I suspect that the Americans are very entrepreneurial, and I suspect that there would be a solution that's made. What I do know is that, especially with video hosting, it is very difficult and very expensive to find a solution that you can actually garner a decent amount of views on the platform, because bandwidth costs money. So what you see with the smaller platforms that pop up and they have this idea that they want to be a video hosting site, and then they pop up and they launch it and they have one viral video and that puts them out of business because that costs a lot of money, and they can't make that money back in advertising. And then they have to pay the creators and all this other costs that are associated with the business. So I suspect if the big tech platforms just canned everybody that wants to talk about guns or anything related to it, then something would pop up. It would actually fuel Full 30, because we've got the platform, we've got the bandwidth figured out. We have what it takes to make this thing work and we can compete with big tech. However, what we need from our industry is we need the support from the content creators and companies in the industry as well. But mostly the content creators. If you have a channel on YouTube and you don't have one on Full 30, please let us know. Send us an email if you can't figure out how to create an account. We'll get you set up, and you can upload your content as an insurance policy if you don't want to make Full 30 your plan A. Obviously, if you want to make Full 30 your plan A, I would love to have you over there at the plan A.
Well, I'm gonna get back. I've always presumed that the bandwidth issue was the whole thing about the MP4 format, because that is a much more compact codec, and it unpacks real nicely, and it's not very complicated to deal with. Is that's always what it's been about?
I believe so. I'm not a tech dude, which is really good, actually, for me, because in the last 3 months, I've kind of been communicating back and forth with the tech team. It's like, hey, guys, how do we do this? I have this idea. How do we do this? And they come back to me, and they're like, this is how we do it. Now, if I was a programmer and I knew how to program, my wife and my new daughter would probably never see me, because I would be up all night programming trying to fix this thing, because it's so important to the industry.
Right.
But luckily, I'm not a programmer, and I don't quite understand that all those different languages. But we have people that anywhere from AI all the way down to just general HTML, CSS, we've got all the capabilities.
Well, I mean, and thankfully, most of the modern editing software like Final Cut and DaVinci, which are the two that I use, I can take a 6K file and convert it into a 1080p MP4. And I get to retain all of that really nice detail from the 6K file.
Yep, but it's much smaller and takes less data to play, which is nice.
And it takes less time to upload it, which is even nicer. So that, I get it. So where went, okay, let me order my thoughts here. When can we start expecting to see the change in direction as it takes hold?
As it takes hold? So our release on the refurb, so we'll call it Full 30 3.0, because the third time's a charm, right? So 3.0, our rough timeline is mid-September to get that new tech launched. And then after that, you'll start seeing changes really fast. So what we're running into now is the technology is, if we have a creator come to us and say, hey, I want this feature, then we've got to kind of, and not really duct tape it, but kind of duct tape it together with what we currently have. With the new technology, one of our plans is to, and the dev team's probably going to hate me for saying this, but one of our plans is to get a group of creators, a core group of people that actually want to have a monthly meeting with the dev team, give them a punch list of items, and then between the dev team and that core group of creators, they agree upon the top five things that they want implemented that month, and get them done. And then the dev team just run with it and get it done. So mid-September for the refurb launch, and then after that, things will turn around a lot quicker.
I'm going to tell you something, Jared. Well, there's two things I could think of if you were asking me. I would like to see some sort of an editing suite in there with maybe some non-licensed music that I can use. Maybe you could put that in there because, you know, YouTube does have that. And on the other hand, you know, if I could just, if you guys would just take the .mov format, and I, to be honest with you, I think anything more than that, you might be dealing with some divas at that time. But don't tell anybody. Yeah, I got, you know, there's only so much. The platform being there and being stable goes a long way. That goes a long way. Anyway, before I run out of time, tell them how to find Full 30.
Super simple. Go to full30.com if you want to view some awesome videos and support the 2A voice. If you have any questions, I'm available to anybody. I tell people I'm never free, but I'm sometimes available.
There you go.
But you can contact me anytime. It's Jared at Full30, J-A-R-R-A-D, at Full30.com. Or you can give me a call. My number is 801-876-7647. Do you want to just talk about videos? Let's talk about videos. If you're a producer or a content creator and you have some advice, totally willing to hear it.
Congratulations, young fellow. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Back again in 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.